Shiva Batista Velemaku Shiva Hatika Supreme. Lumi Mansi Kremantis Subarikam de Brahma. Stigla Hakish Provikashta Zumenem Brikishum Rahatikam de Kradava. Shikarabateko Supletista. Zumbe Hingun Stubla Haki Kriman. Stubrum de Kish Dubla Hakabich Dubladista. Elegenamento. Subla Haki Granaman. Stigrenimante Kupatista. Mingum zumbla haki kunomon zugrata, sikret etisto. Zulemente kun subla hakata branda kikunomon brotista gabatisto. Zubendika, sukredemetike ku sugrata patito. Mente ku zubla hanekanti, stibra kikisto vanimatisto. Zineme kun zumbla hakatisto, veneme kikunomos zubedistikenemasto. Zuzubla hakitishto bradishto bahakatashta. Mente ko subla hakatishto breneme ketero kushente. Zumene ketero kushente roko 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 shente maki kenemo kushente. Zineme kero kushente ne moko roko shente ne roko shente. Ah, shahala kikoro namo sigreneme roko shente. Jesus. Mante korokushin venemo kistigrimasha te rokorokushete. Shigarama peke rokushin te rokorokushete. Zineme kerono mokushin te rokomonokushete. Mokoriana manakasante rokotokorono mokrono mokushete. Mara kurono rokushete. Sikirono moroku roku shente roku tiki zina makara na maku shente roku shente. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. What's your name? Thank you. Amen. I hear the word settle down. Let us make new plans. For yet those plans will become your pursuit. For I, the Lord, will take your pursuit and make my plans yours. For I will yet place dignity on men who forsake their ways to pick mine. For I, the Lord, will yet make wisdom come out from that which men call foolishness. For yet I will place my words in the mouth of babes and sucklings, with great power and testimony following. For I, the Lord, will yet raise true witness. Men will stand on high places, representing all that the cross stands for. For yet my power will flow one more time, and our heart shall be united. It will be one God, one plan, one purpose, and one pursuit. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Thank you. Father, we thank you. The Lord said to tell somebody, don't wait till you see it before you believe it. For blessed is that generation whom, having not seen, yet believeth. Trust the Lord with the whole of your heart. For the foolishness of God is wiser than the best of men's wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. Many have cried out. I have suffered. I've been through affliction. I've been through situation. I've been through issues of life. The Lord said to tell you, when this dry bone finally rise, it will be the assemblage of great men of war. For the very seed of life in itself is death. But while men are made to walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, it is so they can take up life, face death, drink of that cup, come back with fierce anointing, rise like men of war, stand in high places, and declare the counsel of the Lord with power. For yet the power will come, but you must be weaned from it. For when the power comes, your definition of power will change. You will not call conspiracy that which men call conspiracy. Once he will speak, twice you will hear that all power belongs to him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless you. Antika Ashtefeli Kendishta Pratishta. Thank you. Yeah, the ability to understand times and seasons, particularly the prophetic unfolding of events of the church in the last days. Like sons of Issachar, an army will arise. Men and women who will understand times, they will discern it. They will know what to do in times and seasons. Thank you. Bless your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, bless your name. Thank you. For yet, in the midst of what seems like the greatest darkness, a light will arise. Thank you. You hold him. That's the prophetic anointing is so strong in here. So if you are here and you used to operate in the prophetic before, there is grace to delve into higher altitude. Start seeing the counsel of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated. Help me. Help calm him down. Just let him sit down. Carry him up. Just help take him up. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to spend very brief time. Once again, I want to appreciate my wonderful friend, Evangelist Lawrence. Can you please help me celebrate it? I don't rate men to be strong because people fall down. I raise men to be strong when I see what God has done with their hearts. Until God has done something with that heart, you may be strong for a while, but somehow you will still meet yourself on the floor. Just help him. Amen. So this is retreat time. There's fasting going on. So we must even fast of the praises of men.
So I have to keep quiet. I'm always glad, and I've said it several times, that I've seen a man that God has done something with his heart. That is really standing out. While we stood there, I'm like this. I came to repair my car. So we said we should branch. Then I'm here, standing. Only God knows what I want to teach. I came with Pastor Emmanuel. Please let me celebrate him. He's the senior pastor of Tiberias Ministry. I think God had to give most of the men he's raising now a touch of humor and humor. Because the way the dealing is going on, if you don't relax to laugh, there might be people who will walk out of this meeting and say, I didn't kill Jesus. So let me go. Okay, so let's ease the tension. I gave some people marathon fasting like this. Then I was led by God's Spirit to go say hello to one of the sisters. It is dangerous to be misbehaving under a pastor that hears from God. So I knocked the door. He said, who is there? I wasn't led to talk. I wasn't suspecting anything, but I wasn't led to talk. So God so good. Somehow, she came out with a bowl of yam and egg. So I remember that while she was jumping up and down in the course of the fasting, that some of us looked like we were not saved. The fire was coming from. Okay, and she had it in her mouth too. Because some Christians, the devil attend their school of lying. They say, Pastor, I was just preparing this for my neighbor. You understand? Thank you, sir. So if somebody is eating behind closed door, he will vomit. It's a word of decree. Whether it is coming out with humor or with strength, authority has followed it. Okay? So after 7 days, somebody is vomiting spag. We need to ask, what happened to your digestive system? Briefly, I want to teach on the plague of men who paid the price. Alright, this is consistent over time. If you study the moves of God in the body of Christ, men who paid the price always have one plague. The plague. Which other word can I use for plague? It's a public health word. Somebody should help me. Scar, no. Not disease. Let me break it down. The usual challenge of men who paid the price. All right. Receiving an instruction I've never done anywhere before. And as you do, I can't move on because I'm a man under authority. I've never done this anywhere, but I perceive that the Lord will have me so I can just, don't mind, don't worry. We're good. Is that okay? Yes, so let's connect. Thank you. Turn your Bibles to the book of Jonah. Don't forget the topic. The plague of men who paid the price. Okay, so of course, let me summarize the story of Jonah before I start reading where I want to read. When I get to where I'm going, it's just a very short teaching. All right, Jonah was a man that God's hand was on his life to save a land. And the name of the land is what? Nineveh. So God gave Jonah an instruction to go to Nineveh and make great cry against that land. Why? Nineveh was walking in the direction of Sodom and Gomorrah. They've been forsaking God. Let me say that if you want God to lead you in a way, if you want God to lead you only in a way that makes sense, you will never get anything done in the scheme of God. Okay? Some of the things I'm saying, they have very big meaning behind them. Okay? So I pray that the Holy Spirit will flesh it up for you. Can I hear a big amen?
Amen.
Can I hear a bigger amen?
Amen.
So God doesn't make sense. Sensible people can't follow God. Only men of faith follows him. And faith sometimes makes you look very foolish. Okay? Because God is telling you that this is what is bringing out of your life at a season that you don't look like it. So you can't predict the ways of God. John chapter number 3 verse 8 tells us that as the wind bloweth, we hear the sound. Okay, when the wind is blowing, you hear the sound. You can feel it. Well, cannot tell where it is going to or where it is coming from. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So the ways of God, if the ways of God are predictable, we'll be having professors of divinity. Okay? You can't study God and graduate. Because if it is God, the more you know him is the more you know you don't know him. And if it is God, progress in his revelation must of necessity bring you away from the point where you are trying to be humble to a point where it humbles you. So, knowing God, one of the signs is that you are not trying to be humble. Alright, when God is revealed to you, for instance, the scripture that you've been reading, John chapter number 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world. If the Holy Spirit schools you in that scripture, alright, you start asking yourself, what have I been bragging about? I think I was shown the screenshot of a young man that just finished Bible school. I don't even know if he's here. Well, I know he can't be here. And if he's here, good news. And then said, I have finished Bible school now. Ask me any question as touching the Bible. I said, fantastic. You can be in Bible school for 10 years and you have never entered the school of the Spirit. They are two different things. So God told Jonah, go to Nineveh, go and preach to them. Go there. Jonah suffered. He tried not to go there. One of the top danger of this generation is that the devil had somehow made material wealth look like the yardstick or the proof the man is doing fine. Such that when God is calling you into ministry, you are scared to say, I am a minister and that's what I do. Alright, like everyone else, Jonah had plans for his life. He had things he wanted to do. He had things he wanted to become. He had direction. In fact, he preferred to die than to preach the gospel. What most of you do not know is that, you see, our fathers up there, the things we go to them and say, Daddy,
I want to sow this seed. I want you to please pray for me. And they will pray simple prayers, and some horrific impartations will follow. Sometimes on the account of our anger, you know, simple prayers and mighty things follow. The anointing that they are ministering from, for some of them, it came from blood and tears on their altars. Okay? We are here fasting. 7 days. No food. Just water. Pastor here at Debuy does 40 days. No food. Just water. 3 times every year. So, whatever it is that you are feeling now, that feeling that you just enter the restroom and say, I miss Fanta. Some of them are tied to those things. Just like in every family, prophetically now, we are like the last born of God. I will explain. You have the last child in the house, and the way the last child will misbehave, and your parent will look at the child and say, she's just being naughty. You are wondering, is this still my daddy? Say, you are just being naughty. One who were like you would have been lifted up like twice with wonderful slaps. It looks like God is having 2 standards, but he's still the same God. Irrespective of the dealings we are going through now, some of us don't have an idea of the prices the fathers paid. Let me give you an instance about one of the fathers in Nigeria. I won't mention his name. God told him, he said, son, in a couple of days, I want to pass you through something, and I want to see if you will pass. All right, a few days after that statement, he was driving his wife, I forgot, either 2 or 3 children coming, and their car had an accident. I don't know if you have heard the story, and then fell over the bridge into the sea and the water, and he was able to rescue his wife and his children. And where he laid the children beside the road, a car ran them over and they died. Yes. He was going to preach, so he made some calls. They buried his children in his absence, and he still went on to preach. His wife complained and threatened to divorce him. After the whole thing was said to them, said, this is my punishment for you as my wife. Every year you'll be giving birth to children until I'm tired. But after that event, God told him that anything you say from now onward is established. We're sharing a story together. Apostle Ababalola had just one son. He went out to preach as usual. In those days, there was no phone. And his son died while he was not there. And the wife kept the boy safe, knowing the kind of man she married. And when he comes, he will wake him up. Is that not a good way to trust your husband? True or not true? Yeah. Don't marry the kind of man that when he has an attack, he'll be running and calling you, mommy, mommy. Something is pursuing me from my dream. And when he came, he carried the boy. And God told him, pick between this boy and Christ Apostolic Church. And he laid the boy to rest even when there was enough power to wake him up. Behind every move, there is blood speaking on the altar. Sacrifices of men that we know nothing about. Tears. Incredible instructions that if you hear it now, with this wave of sound doctrine going on, you say God is not sound. Have you heard a man receive instruction that you look at him and say, God cannot tell you this one, but he can, because he's not you. Okay? But I have noticed that there is this consistent change for every generation of men who were able to pay the price. Now let me tell you something. What you perceive about attack from the devil in the days you are not fasting is small compared to the way it will come after you, just that moment when you feel you are done. The greatest time of attack of the devil is after victory, while men are rejoicing. Just that moment that you are happy, you just finished battle axe retreat. I'm on fire now. Who told you? Because you can be rejoicing over the fire on a matchstick that should have been sustained to light up other areas of your life. And here you are. You won't believe it. For the first time in my life, I did 7 days marathon fasting. I did it. And the Bible said, having done all, stand. I have stories. Okay, I like to tell stories. It is very easy to understand. I can count on my fingertips men who were on fire for God, that I would have preferred that they were not even paying the price. But in the process of paying the price, something entered into them. That is what we want to talk about. Don't enter the delusion that we are the only one doing these things. Elijah, as a man who had experienced dealings from God, when he saw evil on the land, different things happening, prayerlessness, men are wandering after Baal, he said, God, I am the only prophet left in Israel. But God will not leave himself without a witness. And no one else in my family is doing these things. There are two sets of people that bring revival. One, the generation that will till the ground, and the generation that will watch the mistakes they are making while tilling the ground. Ah! If you stop the move of God adequately, you will never be in a hurry to emerge. Because there might just be people seated somewhere that God is schooling them with you. The moment you start walking in pride and division, God is saying, watch. And it's trying to repair you. But in the process, they are watching and they are seeing what not to do. My quest is this. Not just that we will start up a fire, but may we be relevant to walk through the fire. Because if you study the body of Christ, there were men who did, they came to till the ground, while others just came as though they were watching there to fall. Don't rush. Don't rush. That thought will always come. Ah, you know, some people will write, we are paying the price now. Nobody is seeing me. Nobody is seeing me. When a manifestation comes, they should not think we have not been behind the mountain. Sir, being here is not being behind the mountain. Behind the mountain, nobody is there with you. God will invite you to deal with you. Alright, the mountain experience will come after this one. Because your energy level will be tested. Your humility will be tested. Your brokenness will be tested. Nobody will be there. in Deuteronomy chapter number 8 from verse 2, 3 and 4, scripture says, "And thou shall remember the way in the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness to test you, to prove you, to humble you, to know what is in your heart, whether you will deny him or not." Many of those who survived fasting and prayer did not survive wilderness experience. They are two different places. I'm begging you in the name of God. I know you can hear me. Say amen if you can hear me.
Amen.
Say that amen loud and clear.
Amen.
Don't just survive fasting. Survive the wilderness experience. How many of you have flogged a child before? There are many of you here who are very brutal, but you are looking cool now. This is a very good time for those children to misbehave. You know, if not that you are in this mood. You know, I've seen people who know how to flog children. They'll flog the child till the child will say, "You are God, you are God." You flog a very stubborn child till the child will start saying, "What? What do you want?" That is what brokenness is. To Saul, in the blink of an eye, "Lord, what will you have me do?" I want to beg you once again. If you are walking through a path and you can see skeletons and blood stain on that road, something tells you that whatsoever it is that has swallowed the lives of valiant men here, that is not an environment to play. "Though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil." As we are climbing up the ladder of our spiritual progress, do not forget many mighty men had walked through those places and did not survive it. I'm just going to teach you just one thing, just one plague that is consistent with many, that despite the fact that they fasted, they prayed, they did mighty things, they did not survive it. I'm praying for somebody here, you will survive it.
Amen.
Say that amen loud and clear.
Amen.
You know, anointing is in different fold. The anointing you feel when you are about to sing is not the same anointing you feel when you are about to withstand accusation. Because when accusation comes, you will not feel it. Now it is not the anointing upon, but the anointing within. What has God done with your spirit? Now the oil needs to flow. Because the wounds will flow in, and there is a need for the balm. Amen. Good. Some years ago, I went to school. I started crying to God. "Lord, destroy every me in me." Because I noticed that when men are about to fall, one of the ways you will know is that in their statement, you will see several I. "I was this, I did this, and I, me." Destroy that thing in me. So something happened. We had a crusade. I was bringing evangelist Femi Louise Ogundare. You may know him, he's a son to Babare Ogun. So I was bringing him. Then I sent one of my escorts to go and collect money. There was a money promised to us by a very influential political leader. So I sent him to go and collect the money so we can use it to plan the program. He collected
the money and spent the money on himself. And the people that were there that day, you know the way men who are in politics promise money on behalf of myself and my family, we donate this. We were there the day he promised it. Started making rumor around. He has released those money. How come they are still asking us for more money? How? Oh God, we sent you, collected this money. Where is it? And he said, well, he's the engineer. He's the one that said sound. So now that he has spent the money, we'll know how to produce the sound when the meeting comes. So nobody should disturb you. How more can the situation be annoying? This is a very annoying one. When he was saying all those things, we had to raise my school fees. About 370,000, I had to spend my school fees, you know, for the program. Immediately after the program, God told me that there is somebody you have offended. You need to go and beg him. I checked around. The one that needs to return back God's money. God said, it is my money. You spoke rudely to him. Go and beg him. I went to his house. Sir, that money that you collected, we'll release it to you. But that's not just the issue. God wasn't okay with the way I spoke to you. Sir, I'm very sorry. Forgive me. I didn't know how arrogant I was until it was time for me to say, forgive me. Because I didn't even see what I have done wrong in the first place. God, you should fight and show that you are a God that answers by fire. But when you are broken, God doesn't answer by fire through you. He answers by mercy. Let me tell you something. Hold on. Look up. Look up. Look up. I understand that you are like Elijah. You want the prophets of Baal burnt. But that's not the same mind we have in Christ. In Christ, what God will do is that he will show you the one who is a prophet among the prophets of Baal, the one who is an apostle, the one who is an evangelist. And he will tell you that character does more of winning souls than display of anointing. Okay? Sometimes God will give you an instruction. Because, you know, we fast. But we don't know that we are fasting to become less of ourselves and more of God. There are moments that God can be annoying. But whenever God is annoying, an anointing is about to be produced. You must cope with the annoyance. What I want to tell you now will shock you. Jonah chapter number 2. I don't like to take time, so I want to leave here. So that we'll just spend time praying once we have seen these things. Jonah chapter 2, we are there, say amen. There is a man of God seated here. You are hearing rumor that a girl is saying you are God's will for her. You hated it at first, but the pressure is becoming much, and you are already beginning to see the beauty. The Lord said to tell you, look again. Let's move on. Let's assume the person is not here. Jonah chapter number 2. When God tells you to look again, let me teach you how to do it. Tell him, Lord, I can't see, help me to see. Because if you saw well the first time, he won't tell you to look again. And if you look again the same way you looked the first time, you still see rubbish. Whenever God throws a question at you, don't answer. Can this dry bone live? Yes, Lord. Yes, make them live. Tell him he is the all-knowing God. You know, in school in those days, we have students that after exam, they will rush out. I say, I finished that paper. I yanked everything. In fact, they will ask for extra sheets. When result is out, they tear their own on time. Right? You can figure out what their score is. There are those who are boasting about what they should take corrections on. Before you boast, hear God. Hear what he has to say. So, a fish swallowed Jonah. We didn't know what kind of fish, either a whale or a shark, but somehow he couldn't digest him. Okay? If God is calling you to his assignment and you want to run away, you will also be swallowed by a fish. But you will not be digested. You will survive as soon as you are ready to obey. Some people are in the belly of different fish, troubles coming right, left, and center. Just come back to Nineveh. Then you are fine. Because somebody can be here fasting for 7 days and yet still hate ministry. Particularly if you are coming from a family that have gone through depravity. And God is saying, go back to that depravity, and that is how I'm going to make you. You want to use everything you have to prove to those who saw you graduate that I am not failing also. But Billy Akane said he bought a car. Was happy. He bought a car. He wanted to prove to his friends that, listen, we are not failing here. After school, we are doing fine also. And he said, God asked him a question. Are you sure you bought a car or a coffin? It is they that do know their God that will be strong. Strong men in the kingdom don't jump about. They only know what to do. Are you understand what I'm saying? We have to speak in a very simple way. Jonah prayed unto the Lord. Jonah chapter number 2, verse 1. Unto the Lord is God. Now God is his God. Out of the belly, the fish belly. And said, I cried by the reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the flood compassed me about. Alright, you can see that same word in Psalms chapter number 18. Whenever you have time, you can read it. Okay. And all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. The Lord wants me to warn. Before you say you are no longer seeing men in the move of God, hitting them. Let me say it again. Before you come with calculation, we can no longer see this man in God's move. Be sure God is not the one hiding him. Because if there's anyone who has been looking at Jonah in ministry at this point, will say he's no longer relevant. Verse 6. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yes, as thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord, my God, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy mountain. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy,
But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Now, if I will take you into the rudiment of this, the proof that you have paid the price God's way is that after paying the price, anything that follows, you will see it as an act of mercy. If you have not paid the price God's way, anything that follows, you will see it as the result of the price you have paid. You can never successfully pay the price for the anointing, but you can fast and pay certain price to be aligned in a direction where that dimension of mercy will flow. Let me say it again. I am saying this because you can pay the price, but not yet God's way. Fear. That's the concern that I'm having. That somebody will not step out of meetings like this and see himself as a man who has arrived on the account of what he just finished doing. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms. Okay, this confession of Jonah is a necessary confession. Let me say this to you. When you start experiencing God's reward, one of the things it will do, it will challenge your unfaithfulness. Irrespective of your faithfulness now, when God rewards you once, you'll cry and look at the price you have paid compared to what God is doing, and you will repent of unfaithfulness. Everything in God convicts a man. Everything. Jonah said, salvation is of the Lord. When you get back to your rooms where you are resting, study the book of Hebrews chapter number 11. Study it again and again and again and again and again. You can never come to a point where you are right and God is wrong and say, God, having done this, this is what you are asked to do. It is just one of the small characteristics we see in men who are paying small prices. Anything we are doing now is child's play compared to what Jesus did. And the Lord spake unto the fish. God spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah upon the dry land. So, from paying the price to thanksgiving, then to ministry. Now, Jonah chapter number 3. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it, preaching the preaching that I bid thee. Meaning that after suffering for failing to do what God is asking you to do, what he's saying, what he was saying then, is still what he's saying. There's no such thing as God speak again. He had said what he will say. That is what he's still saying. Jonah, the same preaching I told you to preach then, it is still the same thing you go back and preach now, though with many scars. Sometimes our scars are not necessary, but God can use them for his glory. Okay? Yes. Please don't equate your scars as part of the price. Your scars are price for your own stubbornness. Okay? But God will reward you anyway, since you are trying to obey his will. Because what you are stubborn about is a lifestyle for some people. So even for your scars, there are crowns. That's how good our God is.
that if not that I called him to ministry, he will not be disobedient in the first place. So even with this, I mean, he's still online. I don't want to go much into that. So the same preaching, the same thing I told you then, because sometimes your life is no longer bearing witness of what you are about to preach, but you must stay with the message. God is saying, preach prosperity. Tell them, I am the Lord that supplies all needs. You look at your bank account, you can't find 10 naira. Preach it, sir. Preach it. Blessed it that is that generation whom have we not seen yet believeth. Alright, if you are not dead, you can't preach the true God. Because sometimes you have a great need, but you will have to stay with the word. Sometimes you are preaching the good news and your life is a bad news for those who are looking at things in the physical. There are many of you seated here who are offended at ministry because you saw men who suffered for saying yes to God. Please, of course, we've read all the praises of Jonah in Jonah chapter number 2. Now look at what Jonah did. Jonah 3 verse 3. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne. But I don't have time. I would have told you that Jonah 3 verse 6 is one of the reasons why you must never see influence as demonic. Sometimes you will not struggle if you can get to those who control the affairs of things, and then they will just make policies and everyone will obey the Lord. I'm afraid of people who follow God and say God has said they must be poor to follow him. The very risky way to follow. Okay. So the king proclaimed a fast, and both beasts and people fasted. But there was a matter, and that's where I'm going to. So verse 10, and God saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways, and God repented of the evil and that he had said he will do to them, and he did it not. Jonah chapter 4 verse 1, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. Please, now look up. According to the heart issue of Jonah, it is possible that somebody is proclaiming a revival, that not just that few people will stand at the top looking like champions, saying that we will be many, but yet his esteem can't be our multitude. It has not sunk. Huh? Let me come again. You may be praying for God to raise a generation, but yet you don't have an esteem that can handle that generation. That when the sun rising, you start quaking up. How about us that started this move? What is our reward? Now there are men everywhere, but you prayed about their emergence. A very serious matter in the body. This is the point where many got offended. When those under you start doing what you taught them, hope you will not see it as competition. If you fill a hall of 500 people and they start filling rooms of 5,000 people, hope the same mind that was in Christ will be in you to tell the next generation, you will do better than us, even while we are yet alive.
Many of us are praying and fasting for a generation we cannot watch. This is the matter of the heart. It is the plague of every generation of men that paid the price. They paid the price, but they did not develop capacity to do the revival. Men will rise, and you will not be forgotten. Or can you handle their rising? Sometimes in ministries that people had fasted, that God should raise people, it starts from the level that you are now. If you are quick to spot competition, you have a very big problem. A very, very big problem. Now, what I'm talking about, for some of us who are seated here, it is a tendency that is hidden on the inside, but you don't know yet. It is a tendency that the boy you know that was sleeping around with girls while you were in school, you went for a meeting, and that same boy is a fellow guest minister with you. And God moved mightily in the session, and it looked as though you didn't even come. Hope you will not be angry. It is called the elder brother syndrome. You know the elder brother of the prodigal son? Aha. We thought when the younger one was lost, it was his concern. But we saw that it was his joy. Sometimes, it is not the devil that is blocking what God wants to do. We are the one. We have not built esteem to handle it. We get threatened on times. The people you thought, the one you are discipling, can you undo the fact that they will be greater than you? But it displeased. Who can tell that a revival will displease a revivalist? It pleased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. Are you aware that there are prophets that God will talk to? Tell that fellow, if he doesn't repent, he will die. But because to become a false prophet does not necessarily mean you are hearing from the devil. No, sir. Low self-esteem can make you a false prophet. Let me explain. Whenever God tells you something dangerous will happen, you want it to happen so they can know a prophet has spoken. But you have to get to a point that you pray it should not happen so they can know mercy has spoken. You are not powerful in God's hands until he can write with you whatsoever he pleases. Anything he pleases. I have two small books I'm preparing. The title of one, How Character Issues Spoiled the Move of God and Spoils the Move of God. The second one, Revival Came Too Early. Many of us who are praying for what we are not prepared for. When the move comes, hope you will not say, we are the one that used to be here. This is a very serious issue of the heart. There are only few ministers that when they say, we will be many,
I know they mean it. Very few. When he says it, he's doing what shows. One of the things that make him dear to my heart is the way God has dealt with his heart. Any dealing you go through under God that leaves your heart aside is not from God. God deals with men heart first. So write it down in your book. Hope this revival will not make me angry. Don't assume you will not be angry. Wait until your younger sister is getting married and you are not. Wait until your younger brother is getting a new job and you don't work yet. You can lay hands on somebody that God will settle you on time, and when the settlement comes, you can't cope. Because you have not built esteem. This is the plague of many who paid the price. They couldn't undo what they paid for. They did not know. We should learn from Christ, because it was only in John 3:16 he was referred to as the only begotten son. He gave it up so God can raise many sons to glory. You think being Jesus is about being willing to die? There are people who are willing to commit suicide. So if you tell them, come and die for the world, say, okay, I even want to commit suicide before, so die for the world. That's a bonus. But wait till you have seen what it means to walk in the glory of the only begotten and yet trade it. You know, some of the things I'm saying now, you'll have to hear it again before it now dawns on you that we will never know the price Jesus paid until we have seen God face to face and say, God, was this what Christ was beholding and he couldn't see while he was on the cross? You know what it means for the Father to be separated from the Son for the first time ever? Just so many sons can be raised. So, are you really prepared to see many being raised, even when they will not fast like you? And they will walk in more power. They will laugh at you and say, now we are just doing little. And it will look as though you did not know. Because the Father saw something. And we are not operating in those things. And they have an esteem that is still handling us. So much so, we can come out and brag. We have what the fathers didn't have. But they have the seriousness we don't have. Can I handle the move of God? You know, when you say God move, do you know what you are calling for? You are just a small screen. You are asking that an ocean will flow in your direction. It will swallow up your screen. Revival is sacrifice. The men who used to brag before, we are all one. Are you prepared for that? God, do I truly want to see you move, or I want to remain a champion? Do I truly want to see many men raised, or just few of us? And they say, Pastor so and so is around, everybody clap. But the revival will you sacrifice it. In fact, we are not having a revival yet until after we have finished meetings. And nobody is struggling to sit on the chair of the pastor so they can receive. Everybody's attention has been focused on Jesus. Jesus. That after the pastor will be going in the midst of the crowd and nobody sends him, because they've been pointed to Jesus. That is revival. That is where we are going.
So we are building an equation that we are part of the factors that will have to be eliminated for God to move. Because when he starts moving, we also must check out. Get out of the way. So God alone will be seen. That your younger brother you prayed for that he will experience salvation. When he gets utter in 3 months, less than 3 months that he has been saved, hope you not be jealous. And say, we have been here. God is not even showing us this kind of mercy. But all that the Father has is yours. In fact, it was simple. The instruction to the elder brother is that you have me, not wealth. I am your reward. There are many things we sing, but we don't know what they mean. That Jesus is more than enough. Are you sure? Are you really sure? Then Jesus, you are more than enough for me. Wait till he's all you have. Then we will know if he's more than enough. So God told me, these are part of the burdens God has been sharing with me. That there are people who are praying for a move that will make them angry when it starts moving. And they will start complaining. You see, now we are not dealing with demons. We are seeing ourselves. Sometimes God is holding a revival because he doesn't want you to fall into offenses. He knows you will be offended when it starts. He has seen you. You cannot undo what it means for him that you know who is not perfect to be operating in higher altitude than you. The ways of God are not the ways of men. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so is his ways higher than our ways, and his thought than our own thought. You must always learn to cope with seeing God do better things with vessels that are inferior in quotes than he's doing with you. Until you start accepting it, you will walk in power, not in authority. I don't like to take up to the time I'm given, because this meeting is not about me. So I've just come to say hello to my brother. But the Lord will have us share this. Make sure you never ever remind God of the days we used to fast. Say, God, why we're doing all those things, where we're there. There is an army coming that will make you angry. You may not like it, because they are product of mercy. Mercy. That is the anointing of the last days. Mercy. I want us to go before the Lord. We get out of your way in this generation. Do what seems well unto you. Do what seems well, what seems right. Raise any kind of man you want to raise. Do just anything you, Lord, want to do. Do what seems right to you. Raise the army you, the Lord, want to raise. Help me, help my heart. I have been praying about your move, but right now I'm not sure I can handle it. Help me to be able to handle it. Help me, Father, my God. Discovering that what you did to the fathers is beyond fasting and prayer. You also did something to their hearts. Do the same to me. Do listen to me. You are not praying the way you should pray. This is the kind of thing God needs to do with you before you can truly cope with the move of God. Do the same to me. Help my heart. Help my heart. Help my heart, Lord. Do the same to me. Help me, Jesus. Do the same. Help my esteem. I want to be able to undo your move. Help me, Lion of the tribe of Judah. Help me. Help me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. So this is just one out of seven different plagues the Lord highlighted. The second one is the plague of forgetfulness. All of a sudden when you are angry, you forget that the same God who is finding them found you. People of God, I want us to rise to our feet. If we can. Just one prayer and then I'm out. In Genesis chapter number 2, I think verse 3 or so, the Bible said that God did not cause it to rain upon the earth, for there was no man to till the ground. As long as the earth and the heavens remain, seed time and harvest time will not cease, true or not true? Yes. And the harvest is indeed ripe, but the laborers are few. And one of the reasons why laborers are few is that there are men who are offended at the harvest. They are offended because when the harvest comes, they feel the master's eyes will be turned away from them towards the harvest. Tell God, from now onward, I get out of your way to raise, listen, to raise men who are better than myself, even if they are not paying the prices I paid. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. At this point, please pray it well. Pray it from the depth of your heart. Pray it concerning your siblings, your friends. The Father knows how to make the stones that the builders reject as chief cornerstones. So pray that prayer loud and clear. Pray it with everything within you. Pray it with everything, all strength, all energy. Lord, do what you want to do in this generation. God, help me to be able to bear the intensity of your move. Help me, Jesus. Help me to be able to handle the intensity of that which you, Lord, want to do. Kanama kashanti roko shente kegidibacha. Ligana matikarante kumuroko shente kamana kashate. Ligana makoshete roko no mokoshete. Grina makosinga namakatene mokoshente mokoti. Zila namakashante roko shente. Jesus. Help us. Help our hearts. Help us. Mantekero koshempe. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. What do you want to become? A servant of God or a celebrity? For true ministry is for dead men. Men who are dead to people's opinion, to be seen, to be applauded, to be all those things. Tell God, indeed we shall be many. Moses said, a prophet shall the Lord raise like unto me. Indeed, Lord. Mention that friend, that brother, that sister that you had concluded about their life that nothing serious can come out, knowing fully well that God is a merciful God, that the purpose of God stands according to election, not of works, lest any man should boast. Kanama kashate roko sente moko tigrana makito no moshete. Le grana makom de roko shetiga na makan tekele te moko shete. Le kuriana mate ne kende moko shente runu makatini moko shete. Le grana matikele ne moko sombro ko runa makete. Me kuriana mana makom tika late roko shete roko shete. Mina makene moko sone moku gimi atabala desha. Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Look up, everybody. We serve a God who work in us, both to will and to do of his what? Good pleasures. We must all come to a point that even in the midst of what we are doing, we see that the willingness is a supply of the Spirit, and the ability to perform is also a supply. Less. We do not have anything we can boast about. In paying the price, we must come out at the narrow end of thanksgiving. Lord, you supply strength. And the secret of this is grace, not works. But we will do certain things to enter into alignment. Do you get what I'm saying here? For some of you, this teaching is something you are going through now. For some, it's a tendency that the Lord is digging out. One more time for the last time. Tell God, move through me in my generation unhindered. Not my will, not my desire. Nothing about me will hinder you. Move through me in my generation unhindered. Unhindered, Lord. Unhindered. Shalakate roko shente. Mekono moko shente. Roko mokuna makashete. Moku kelete roko shente. Mekini makono moko shente. Roko no moku tibakashete. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I'm doing one of the ministers' meeting in camp. Then I was still serving a redeem. Daddy Joe gave us an illustration of the time that he was with his children in camp. And they were going to eat that morning as the general overseer, without meat on their food. There was no money for meat. So he said he was preparing the heart of his sons, his children. He led them to take a walk in the bush. And he was telling them about okra meat. That in their days, they would cut okra in big size. That is the meat. So they were all expectant. We eat okra meat. So while they were talking, he had already accepted no meat for them this morning. His dog that he was holding suddenly ran into the bush and then killed a squirrel and brought out the squirrel. So he had to struggle the squirrel from the dog, and that was their meat for that morning. During last Congress, a pastor came, Pastor Ratton, was talking so much about the prices he had paid. I was looking at him. All I could see was a dead man. God will empower you to pay plenty prices, but he will also mute you towards talking about them. They will be great, but you will notice that each time you want to talk about them as though it was about you, the anointing will lift. That is how to know you are a son. You can spend 10 hours around the altar doing our own work, not ministry. God brought a man from the village, let him have a taste of the city, took him back into a village, then converted the village to the city. The ways of God. But he will still want you to live with the impression that is just mercy and grace. How do we combine? Because it has to be balanced. If the devil can't stop you from fasting, he will help you with boasting after fasting. That is my concern. If he can't stop you from giving, he wants you to boast about it. Do you know I give him millions? But you will do it. And you will still say only that which the Lord once said. And you will get out of the way. You see that we have a long way to go, including myself. Are we there? No way. Having done all, we stand. The journey is still long. If you are here and God has not started dealing with your heart, tell him, I'm a son too. Start dealing with my heart. And if you're also here, you feel you have been dealt with to a point that you are on holiday. It's a big problem, sir. Tell him, I resume immediately. If you don't even know what art dealing means, tell God, introduce me to it now. And the introduction is not a form of anointing, no. He will supply you with people that will come and cook you. Wicked people. Criticism, hatred, offenses. They will stab your heart and they will tell you, heal up. And pray for them. You will never be able to say, if I be a man of God, say, we know you are. Only the devil said so to Jesus. Sons don't say so. It stopped from the days of Elijah. Sons know they are sons. If I be a man of God, I command you, have an accident because you have insulted me. You are not God. And that's why I say that people will insult the fathers, and God is still blessing them, so the fathers can know they are men. One day you will become like, having paid prices, you feel nobody can talk about you anyhow. They will, and God will still prosper them. And only him will be God, not you. You will never be God. He is God. I understand Psalm 82 verse 5 says, ye are gods. I'm good like that.
You'll be so anointed. Somebody who doesn't know anything will talk about you anyhow. You have gone through delays, will put things down. Somebody who doesn't know any ABC about God will say something. God will tell you, learn. Can you see anything in what he's saying? Then you will understand that sluggards go to the hands to learn.
Just know that the devil is not here, but he's waiting for you to finish. I say, do you know where I'm coming from? Battle axe retreat. In fact, Evangelist Lawrence laid hands on me specifically and told me this year you'll flow. Having done all, stand. For the devil, your adversary, like a wounded lion, is roaming about. He came after Jesus after 40 days dry. After 40 days dry. This is just 7 days. Wet one. Thank you for that word. This is just 7 days. Are we there yet? Talk to me now. Are we there yet? I pray for every one of you standing here. The same God who found and helped our fathers in faith, that same God will help us. Yeah. Added to your level of discipline, you have supernatural strength to pay the price. Yeah. Every faculty of you that is capable of boasting, God will take care of those faculties. Yeah. If there's anyone here battling with offenses, the Lord will heal your heart. Yeah. You will successfully walk through the journey of life. Amen. You will never be referred to as the man who almost got there. Amen. The pitfalls that have swallowed mighty men will not swallow you. Amen. You will not fall where the valiant men fell. You will not just see the promise, you will walk in it. Yeah. Father, we are asking for the supply of the spirit of wisdom. Yeah. Upon every one of us, Lord. Yeah. Father, please make us wise. Yeah. Please make us wise. Yeah. Deliver us from ourselves. Deliver us from ourselves. Yeah. Father, that which you have started in this generation, please don't stop. Yeah. Father, please don't change your mind about anybody here. Yeah. Don't look for plan B when we are still alive. Help us to be aligned. Amen. Help our hearts to be large to accommodate your move. Amen. Thank you, blessed Father. You, in Jesus' powerful name, we have prayed. Amen. You can celebrate Jesus. Amen.